With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And one of our good friends from our sister radio station, Wes McElroy, is on the phone from Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Hey, how you doing, Wes?
How are you two doing?
Just trying to figure out this whole training camp. By the way,
right?
Are people having a hard time calling them Washington's football team?
Yes. There's just a natural reaction to go to the Redskins, and I've caught myself doing it a couple of times, but it's almost now that you're programmed to pause before you go into it. It's like getting to a yellow light. You just slow down and then
yep.
And remind yourself to call the Washington football team.
Do we know how long it's going to be before they pick a name?
It's probably going to be into the offseason, Rebecca.
And okay. Really?
Without going too far, this is an amazing process to learn about. My wife is actually vice president of a branding and marketing company. Talk to her. I've talked to the guys that helped create the Richmond Flying Squirrels, their logo. There is a whole campaign that goes into the color, the imaging, the logo, the marketing, because you only get one crack to do this right, and people do this for a living, and it's really, in a way, it can be anywhere from an 8 to an 18-month process.
How is preseason different? Because aren't they making them do all the testing first?
Yes. I had to laugh when you reached out to me to come on the show. I said, I'm kind of be really boring because in other years, Washington would come to Richmond and they would have their physicals and their conditioning test Wednesday and they'd be out on the field Thursday and the fans would be cheering, and not the case this year. Literally the first 6 days is nothing but test, get the nasal swab, go home,
wow.
Get the results, come back, do it again, off day, come back, do it again. That is really the first 6 days of training camp. And it's different, not to bore you, but there's things in the off season called mini camps and OTAs, which are practices where they get together. They didn't have those. Those were all shut down. So Ron Rivera even said it just the other day. These guys are coming in, veterans, guys who played in the league. They're coming in their masks. He didn't know some of who the guys were. He didn't know some of his own team members because he's not met them besides the Zoom call. So
that's right.
Wow.
It's totally different. You have either ten situations across the NFL where they're either having a new head coach or a new quarterback. And some of these guys, their only relationship has been getting on a Zoom call every single day.
Are they going to be out of shape?
There is a difference between being in shape and being in football shape. And when I say football shape, I mean they've got to condition their muscles to make cuts and make sprints. The last thing you want is a bunch of soft tissue injuries where these guys are coming in and then they're going to be out for the first month of the season. So they have to gradually bring them along. And that's why really you're not going to see anybody doing any type of tackling for another 3 to 3.5 weeks.
Wow.
You're not going to see actual football practice till the middle of August.
And the other thing is it's going to be tough, like on Ron Rivera. There are no preseason games for them to kind of weed people out, are there?
Yeah, and that's not just Ron Rivera. You have 9 or 10 teams in the NFL out of the 32 that have a new coach or a new quarterback, and the first time they throw a pass in the NFL will be literally the first game when it counts. So,
my gosh.
But do you know how cool that's going to make watching the game? I'm going to watch it more now than I ever wanted to watch it before.
Well, look, the product is going to be down the first 4 weeks of the season because teams are going to adjust, but we're also coming off a period where we've just gone 4 months without any sports, so it's one of those things, if you've gone hungry for an entire week and somebody gives you a hamburger, you're not going to ask for steak. People will still have fantasy football teams. There'll be gambling. There'll be sports and football on TV. No one's going to care if the game is 10-7.
It's right.
And by the way, we're still doing this. We're trying to pull it off in the middle of a pandemic. So, hey, if we get to that point, hey, give me a 3-0 game. I'll take it.
Cool. I'll take a touch football game with the three of us.
Right. Totally.
But, Jeff, one thing to put on your radar to watch is we're not going to see some players here. There are players that are opting out. They have contract stipulations where guys, if they have a pre-existing health condition or if they have a family member, they can opt out this season and get money from an advanced salary. And you've had six New England Patriots do that, four starters. You've had some key free agents. Marquise Goodwin of the Eagles, I mean, God bless him. Him and his wife have gone through miscarriages and they've lost children. They finally had a baby months ago, and he said it the other day. He said, we've gone through too much loss in this family. I can't deal with another one. He's decided not to play this season, and they have until next Monday to do that. So,
and who can blame him? You really can't.
That's right.
No. You know what? I should also point out on a local note, one guy, Maurice Kennedy, who was going to play for the Cowboys this year, he played at Verina High School, played at UVA. Did not give a reason. I reached out to him. He wanted to keep it private. He's just not playing this year. And some guys know this affects the African-American community. It affects people with a high body mass index. You have to think about the big linemen. Mm. There's some guys who they were born and raised by their grandparents, and their grandparents live with them, or they take care of them. Some guys will just say, and some guys have, 25 as of Wednesday morning, not going to play this year.
Well, we hope to keep up with you throughout the season as we kind of get closer to the games and any updates we get from you. Is that okay with you, Wes?
Yo, please call anytime. I always enjoy being with you, too. And since we can't see each other every day, I'm always happy to jump on the phone.
Well, that's so great. Wes. Thank you so much, Wes McElroy. You can hear him on afternoons on Sports Radio 910, The Fan, our sister station. Thanks, Wes.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.